Leo XIV's Peruvian Soft Underbelly. This week's piece examines the striking contrast between Pope Leo XIV's reformist posture in the United States and the persistent institutional inertia within the Catholic Church in Peru and across Latin America. It argues that this discrepancy cannot be explained by individual will alone, but must be understood in terms of structural dynamics, specifically, the interaction between ecclesiastical behavior and national systems of justice. The central claim is that the handling of clergy sexual abuse is not primarily determined by doctrine or personal morality, but by the institutional environments in which the church operates. In countries like the United States, Canada, and parts of Europe, legal exposure, financial liability, and public accountability have forced dioceses into actions such as settlements, disclosures, and structural reforms. By contrast, in much of Latin America, including Peru, weaker judicial enforcement, political entanglements, and institutional insulation allow bishops to delay, dismiss, or manage allegations without meaningful consequences. The piece situates Leo XIV within this tension. As Bishop of Chiclayo and later as a Vatican official, Prevost was seen as relatively advanced compared to the Peruvian hierarchy in terms of awareness and procedural handling of abuse. However, his record was uneven, and allegations from his time in Peru continue to follow him into the papacy. The article suggests that his current global visibility amplifies unresolved issues rather than erasing them. The comparison to Mexico serves as a key analytical turning point. There, the case of Luz del Mundo leader Nazón Joaquín García illustrates what the author calls performative accountability, a system in which authorities initially close or stall cases, only to reopen them under public pressure or political opportunity. This example is used to demonstrate that even in clearer cases, accountability is not automatic but triggered by external forces. The implication is that similar logics operate within the church, where action often occurs only when reputational or political costs become too high. Returning to Peru, the article focuses on the case of priest Omar Sanchez Portillo in the Diocese of Lurin. Although formally a parish priest, Sanchez Portillo is portrayed as a significant media and political actor, with a large online following and connections to public figures. Allegations of sexual abuse against him were reportedly known within church circles well before becoming public, yet local ecclesiastical authorities failed to act decisively. This pattern of delay aligns with what the author describes as a structural deadlock, where internal reporting mechanisms are neutralized by institutional self-protection. The role of Bishop Carlos García Camader, head of the Peruvian Episcopal Conference and Bishop of Lurin, becomes central. His response to the Sanchez Portillo case, claiming full adherence to Vatican protocols despite evidence to the contrary, highlights a recurring pattern: formal compliance combined with substantive inaction. The article places this behavior within a broader historical continuum, referencing earlier cases such as Guillermo Abanto Guzman and others, to show that these outcomes are not isolated but recurrent across time and leadership. A key dimension of the Peruvian context is the relationship between church and state. Bishops receive financial support from the state in the form of assignations, reinforcing institutional entanglement and reducing incentives for transparency. Combined with judicial systems that allow cases to stall indefinitely, this creates an environment in which accountability is structurally unlikely unless externally imposed. The article concludes by framing Leo XIV's papacy as a test of whether he will apply the same reformist decisiveness in Latin America that he appears to be exercising in the United States. If systemic change is possible in one context but not in another, the explanation lies not in personal hesitancy but in tolerance of entrenched institutional arrangements. In this sense, the Peruvian Catholic Church becomes a critical case for understanding the global limits of reform within the Catholic Church. Ultimately, the piece argues that the persistence of abuse scandals across Latin America reflects not a series of individual failures, but a durable system in which accountability emerges only under external pressure, allowing existing structures to reproduce themselves over time.